You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
World Suicide Prevention Day. I'm going to be talking with some folks who have overcome thoughts of suicide, and we'll be sharing some tips and resources for folks who may be experiencing those same thoughts. After I left the station yesterday, ran into Target. Forgot to put on my mask.
Nice
little old lady did this signal the plane to me.
Did she sound like that?
Of course, I was decked out in my Chiefs gear for Red Wednesday, so she added, "You're too busy worried about the Chiefs." I was in a great mood, so I didn't respond negatively. I said, "This is true."
Mind your business, lady. You wanted to do that, didn't you?
No, I was in a good mood. If I had not been in, it probably would have been that response. Of course, going to be kicking off the NFL football season at Arrowhead tonight, 7:20. Houston Texans. It's going to be some differences happening at Arrowhead. Of course, the safety protocol, only about 17,000 fans will be allowed inside of the stadium. During the ceremonial drum event that happens at the beginning of the game, it's going to look a little bit different. So, as normal, Native Americans will bless the big ceremonial drum before the drum beat starts. An announcement will be made that incorporating the drum into the game day experience is a privilege, and that fans are invited to join as they beat the drum. So the cheerleaders will then do the same chop motion, but with a closed fist instead of the open palm. And they say that this is signaling the beating of the drum and not doing the Arrowhead chop.
They done flipped it on us. Okay. All right. Whatever we need to do to respect our Native American brothers and sisters, I'm with.
This is also in addition to other previously announced changes for this season, including the elimination of war paint the horse, headdresses, and face paint that references Native American culture.
It's the right thing to do. They're moving in the right direction. They really are. And I know a lot of people are going to be upset about it, and I know, you know, we got to deal with it, man. We can't appropriate other cultures and then scream, "You're appropriating our culture."
I'm excited to see what's going to happen in Arrowhead tonight. What are your predictions?
Oh, man, expect the unexpected. And I say that because there is absolutely no film on the Chiefs or the Texans. You know, usually you have preseason games and there's a dress rehearsal for the starters. Not in 2020, so expect the unexpected. I think Houston will come out, and they're going to try some trickery. I really do. And I think the Chiefs will dive into their bag and have our tricks of our own. So that's what I'm looking forward to seeing, Shay.
No doubt.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621, look for highs in the lower 60s, rain and cool temperatures. Right now, you got light rain at 54 in Grandview. Shay, what's popping?
Niecy Nash is opening up about her marriage to new wife Jessica Betts. In an interview, she talked about her sexuality and her divorce from her second husband, which happened back in March. She said, quote, "I was not suppressing my sexuality my whole life. I love who I love. At one point in my life, I married twice, and I love those people. And today, I love this person. I've done everything I wanted to do on my own terms and my own way. So my choice now in a partner has nothing to do with who I've always been. It's a matter of who I am at this moment."
Well, sometimes we evolve.
Yeah. Matthew Hughes, that's the man who was arrested for breaking into Eminem's Michigan home back in April. Police say that he was there to actually kill Eminem.
What?
Wow. So the case is now headed to Macomb County Circuit Court September 28th. The investigation showed that a window was broken. Mather's security team responded. At first, Mather's thought Hughes was his nephew, but it was dark inside the house, and then Mather soon realized that he did not know this man that was in his home. They say Hughes had been stalking Eminem for months before he finally made contact with the rapper. So this is like Stan in real life.
Real life, yeah. That's kind of scary, man. That's not a good situation. Put him under the jail.
Drake shared a photo of his 2-year-old son's Adonis first day of school. He captioned the photo, "First day of school, the world is yours, kid." That's so beautiful. That song is the song I play every time I get ready to go get a job. "The world is yours." I do.
So you play that on the way to the White Linen Party in 2015?
I already had a job at that point. on the way to fly out here, I did. I always play that song because the world is mine. I'm going to go get it.
Has it ever like let you down in a job that
No.
you wanted?
Okay. Every job that I've ever interviewed for, they've offered me the job. Now, I haven't taken every job I've been offered, but...
So when you was trying to work at the Church's Chicken when you was 14, did it work then?
I never tried to work at Church's Chicken when I was 14.
Oh, okay. What was your first job? I'm curious.
At a supermarket.
Okay.
That was good, too. And even now when I go to the supermarket and they be fumbling for the codes, I still remember the codes for the produce. 4011 is for bananas. Yeah.
Hold on, fam. So you can remember produce codes from years ago.
4062 is cucumbers.
But you can't remember. Is this the first song? Is this the second song? Are we about to go up? Really? You can't remember something 5 minutes ago.
That is in my brain indelibly. For some reason, I remember the codes for produce.
Y'all.
And so if somebody's new on a job, I be thinking it to myself.
Oh my God.
But I don't tell them that I know it. So I let them just do their job. And I be like,
can we open the curtain up a little bit?
What?
Y'all, look. We be about to go on air. She be like, oh no, the shade. Oh, as if she's not prepared for it. Like she forgot it's about to come up. And you remember produce codes from a grocery store that you haven't worked in over 20 years. I know it's over 20 years.
It has been.
Oh, Lord.
I can't tell my brain what to remember, okay?
It remembers that. You really are.
I tell you this, some folks working at a Burger King in Southside Jamaica, Queens will never forget this. 50 Cent showed up with $30,000 in cash. And bless the employees.
It was a great video. They were in a drive-thru and the employees were just so overwhelmed with joy and happiness. I love that. See, 50 can be petty, but he can also be Santa 50 too.
I would be so excited if somebody just gave me like a wad of cash out of nowhere. Ooh.
Keep dreaming.
But there was some of the people, they was like, can you put me in power 50? I was dying laughing. I was like, I shoot your shot. Yeah, take your chance.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad though?
I'm mad because I got woke up by my male friend who was sleeping because he kept being pooping.
Yeah.
That don't make sense for a grown ass man to be farting like that in his sleep and then wanna grind and rub on you. Yeah. That's
what y'all eat last night?
That's what I was just thinking. I said, she done made that man oodles and noodles and pork and beans. That's what's going to happen when you do that.
I made some chicken stir fry last night.
All that garlic in there, that thing? That garlic repeats on you.
It repeats on you?
Yes.
It's like a spin cycle.
And I would have made him something else. But that's nasty. Who wants to smell fart and I sleep?
Go get him some water and, you know, some evaporated milk or something. He'll be all right.
I got something better. How about you get up and go fart in your own bed?
That's funny.
All right, who is this?
My name is Natalia.
All right, Natalia. Have a good day. Go get some Lysol.
You too.
Oh, help me, Jesus. King Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper in the bread, that's a sack lunch. Mac sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one that family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flop so you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, ayy.
so I brag much. I get paper and a bread, that's a snack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 653. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Cold and rainy right now. We got rain at 54 in Lee's Summit.
Bob Woodward is one of the reporters who took down former President Richard Nixon back in the day.
Watergate.
Well, he set his sights on another president, and he willingly gave up the goods. Talking about Donald Trump, he sat down for 7 separate interviews with Bob Woodward and gave some very shocking information about the coronavirus.
It goes through air, Bob. That's always tougher than the touch. You know, the touch, you don't have to touch things, right? But the air, you just breathe the air. That's how it's passed. And so that's a very tricky one. That's a very delicate one. It's also more deadly than your strenuous flus.
Well, I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you...
Sure, I want you to
I
be.
Wanted to... I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to create a panic.
What?
So Bob was recording these interviews.
Is that not a fireable offense? I didn't mean to cut you off, Shay, but I am appalled at that. And I always knew in the back of my mind that he had advisors telling him stuff before this coronavirus got out of control in the United States. But really? Seriously? You putting everybody at risk because you don't want to create a panic?
180,000 people passed away from the coronavirus, which is such a shocking thing. But everyone knew that he knew. I mean, how is the leader of the free world not going to know what's going on?
And, you know, I thought that too, but it's just hearing it from him, admitting it. On tape.
Former Senator Claire McCaskill, she had some really scathing things to say about him yesterday.
He's obviously never read a Woodward book. He doesn't understand what Woodward books are. And so that's strike one. Strike two is he sits for 18 interviews. Okay, who in their right mind who's running for office within the year sits for 18 interviews with a journalist? This is not a smart thing to do.
Anyone.
This is beyond folly. This is ultimate stupidity. He is so stupid, and he knows he did the last interview like a month ago. He did the last interview a month ago, so when is the book coming out? The book is coming out within 2 months of his election with tapes, 18 hours of tapes, hours and hours of tapes. So this president is the stupidest president that has ever held the office. Forget about for a minute, for all of his followers, forget about the integrity issue, forget about the characteristic. This guy's too dumb to lead this country because this was really, really stupid.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Chiefs Kingdom. This is how we come back.
Hey, let's go.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now. Cause it's Chiefs Kingdom for life.
We ain't
going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's Chiefs Kingdom for life.
We're the conditioner, the tough not giving up, stack them dubs, Chiefs Kingdom, that's what's up, ask some scrubs, Houston was blasting us, but we back cause Mahomes is clutch, nothing but big games, check the history, 41 unanswered, how we did it is a mystery, now we got 51 and we flexing, we're from Kansas City, what the f*** is a Texan, everything better in KC, from the barbecue spots to our football team. We never waver, stood firm on the turf. Now the scoreboard is high like we playing on a perk. Next week, Tennessee, y'all next.
What?
We owe them an L, time to cash in the check.
Uh-huh.
It's official, we survived what we've been through. Next week at Arrowhead,
the playoffs continue.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's Chiefs Kingdom for life.
We ain't,
going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
man, I got to shave my legs. I got, for real, the hair stood up.
Oh, Lord.
Airhead tonight, baby.
It's going down.
Top 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. We are the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 710. Today, look for highs in the lower 60s. Cool with a little bit of rain. Right now, you got rain at 54 in Overland Park.
Today is World Suicide Prevention Day, and these statistics actually gave me some pause, Brian. The World Health Organization estimates that each year approximately 1 million people die from suicide, and suicide is now among the three leading causes of death among those aged 15 to 44, male and female.
Staggering.
It truly is. We're speaking with a person who dealt with thoughts of suicide and actually made an attempt, but thank God she's still here. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So Rashida, talk to us about where you were at the time when you were contemplating ending your life.
Well, for me, it was at the point of a breakup that was very devastating, the end of a special friendship and relationship, and I just couldn't imagine life without that person, and I was devastated.
Were there any signs that friends or family could see that you were kind of going through it?
One of the main things I noticed I didn't know before was irritability for me. Like just being real short with people, just being impatient and not really being my normal kind of more easygoing self. That was the main thing. I wasn't a crier, but I was. They told me I was mean.
So who noticed that? Who was the first person to say something to you about that?
It was my uncle's friend. And I had never met her before. She was like, "You are so mean." And I was like, "You don't know me." Yeah, she was the first one. And then a pastor at my friend's church told me I was mean too.
There are so many things that affect people's decision to contemplate suicide. And right now, during this time of coronavirus, is even more prevalent. Folks are dealing with financial issues, problems with family. Just the state of the world right now is a lot on folks' shoulders. Do you have any advice for anyone who may be thinking about ending their life right now and what they can do to get help?
Well, I have a dear friend who's also a survivor, and these are some of the things they share with me. You know, tell someone you're struggling to choose life. Be open for prayer, for help, resources, and support. Keep talking, if that means seeking professional help, professional or spiritual assistance. Expose that hopelessness, and remember you'll make it through this. Even if you're a different person in the end, you'll still make it through. And that's not bad to be a different person. Also, staying connected with people, like through Zoom calls or through, I know it's not the same, and I'm a person that loves to see people in one-on-one, face-to-face, but doing Zoom calls, setting up dates where you all can see each other at a social distance, sending text messages. One thing I started doing is sending letters again, getting pen pals. So it's just different things like that, finding little ways to help someone know, like, you matter, and we need you. We need you. You matter. Yes, what you're doing and what you're having is a hard time, but your life is worth it, and you will come out on the other side of this.
Suicide prevention line is 1-800-273-TALK. When we come back, Rashida, I want to ask you about the stigma of African Americans in suicide. The numbers are going up, and we want to find out why.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
722 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Cold and rainy right now. You got rain at 55 in Grandview. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Virgo friends. Rapper Sheck West is 22 today.
I got cold.
Hey.
Was
fun. Ballet dancer Misty Copeland is 38 today. Former NBA star with the Detroit Pistons, Ben Wallace, is out here 46. And a legend in the game, rapper Big Daddy Kane, out here 52.
Happy birthday, everybody born on, what is, September 10th. Happy birthday.
It took two overtimes, but the Toronto Raptors finally got a 125-122 win last night against the Boston Celtics to force a deciding Game 7 in their conference semifinal series.
It's going
to
be a doozy on Saturday.
Clippers took out the Denver Nuggets. Los Angeles leads 2-1 in the West.
Yeah. We're going to have to face the Clippers in the finals. My Lakers, that is.
When did you squat up? When did you become a member of the team?
I've been a member of the team. What are you talking about?
I've never seen you out there.
Well, you don't need to. We be behind the scenes, okay? Thank you. Laker Nation, baby.
Tamar Braxton's boyfriend, David Adefiso, is speaking out about this recent domestic dispute.
I've been a victim of domestic violence, domestic assault. I was attacked. I was driving on high speed, and I was attacked, a blow to my neck, my jugular. When you're hit there, it discombobulates you. And I thought I was gonna crash. You know, I was driving fast. I had to call my mom. I called my mom, a 15-year-old guy.
Wow. Is somebody in a jugular, fam? You're trying to do something to him.
Mary J. Blige doesn't want to do a versus battle.
No, I don't want to do a versus. I don't. I'm cool.
Mary kill somebody in versus. She killed somebody in versus, man. She got way too many hits. Can't nobody keep up.
That was Method Man, by the way. Listen, we're not going to disrespect Mary J. Blige like this. She's in the same box as, in my opinion, with these verses, as Michael Jackson, as Drake, as Jay-Z, as other notable superstars. They are not to be in the versus battles. It's way too many songs, way too many hits. She don't want to murder nobody. And I would say the only person who could go against Mary J. Blige and will be a good contrast in styles is the guy who terrorized black women from Chicago. And I will not say his name. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Starbelly? It rhymes with Starbelly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have at it.
Okay.
Yeah. Mary J. would absolutely destroy anybody in the versus battle.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Today is World Suicide Prevention Day, and we're talking with a survivor. On average, 132 Americans die by suicide each day, Brian.
Way too many.
There could be someone in our midst right now that we're not aware is struggling with these thoughts. Now, we talked last break about some things that folks can do to kind of recognize if their family or friends are thinking about suicide. But we want to talk a little bit about the instances of African Americans and the stigma that black people don't kill themselves. Is that a fact or a myth?
That is definitely a myth. Black people do kill themselves, and sometimes at higher rates, and we may not talk about it, or we say, oh, such and such just had a little spell, or we don't want to talk about the causes, which can be understood because it's a very personal and it's a very painful thing. But black men, black women, black children have depression. We have things going on, and we do kill ourselves.
People in our community, we don't really like to talk about our problems out loud. Why do you think that issue is with us?
I know that one of the reasons, and I am a Christian, I profess it, but I know there is the faith factor, and there's the stigma that if you don't have enough faith, then that's why you would be sad. That's why you would think of killing yourself. But we have the reality of life. We are still living in this world. There's still hurt. There's still pain. There's still death. And there are still chemical imbalances in our bodies sometimes. And so we do experience those things. I think also because depression and mental illness are hidden. Like, you can see a person that may have diabetes because it can be tested. But it's more difficult to test a person and say, oh, you do have depression. I mean, you can't see their brain. You can't see those imbalances. So sometimes people think it's a myth or it's a made up thing. So that's one of the main things, is the faith factor and not understanding we still live in a very real world.
The suicide prevention hotline is 800-273-8255. 855. When we come back with Rashida, you got a letter that a friend of yours who is also a survivor wanted to share with our listening audience.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, we want to acknowledge World Suicide Prevention Day. There are folks who are struggling in the listening audience, or you may even be around folks that you don't even know are struggling with suicide. The prevention hotline is 800-273-8255. I want to thank Rashida for talking with us today. She's a survivor of a suicide attempt many years ago, and she's been using her life and her story to help folks who are out there struggling. Now, you've got a letter that a friend of yours who also made an attempt wrote that you want to share with the listeners.
Yes, and she was struggling and thinking about if she could even share this because she still struggles with thoughts of suicide at times. And she says, sometimes you think you should be over something before you can help a person, but maybe it's the matter of showing your struggles in the midst of trying to make it through that encourages another to keep going. In August of 2001, she lost her brother, her best friend, her protector, and the most important male in her life. She couldn't believe she wouldn't see him again, hear his laugh, and experience the life they had always known as siblings. And due to the circumstances surrounding his death, she didn't feel safe. Seeing the pain in her mother's eyes and in her heart and all the pain she felt, she just wanted the pain to stop. So she started a plan to die. She felt the peace knowing she wouldn't have to face the pain again. She completed her attempt, and 3 days later, she woke up in her bedroom on the floor in her own bodily fluids. A former pastor and members of their church gave her the love and support she needed to keep going. And a few years later, she was standing in a friend's kitchen struggling with life, consequences, and trials, and had the thoughts that she did before. With a knife in one hand and her phone next to her, she received a text from her niece that in that moment saved her mind and her life.
Wow, touching, man. If you need help, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 800-273-8255. Rashida, thank you so much for being courageous and coming on and sharing your story with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. If I can help touch somebody and let people know they're not alone, I'd do it anytime. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hey. Chiefs Kingdom. This is how we come back.
Let's go.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's Chiefs Kingdom for life.
We ain't
going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's Chiefs Kingdom for life.
We're the condition of the tough, not giving up. Stack them dubs, Chiefs Kingdom, that's what's up. Ask some scrubs, Houston was blasting us, but we back cause Mahomes is clutch. Nothing but big games, check the history. 41 unanswered, how we did it is a mystery. Now we got 51 and we flexing. We're from Kansas City, what the f***
is a Texan?
Everything's better in KC, from the barbecue spots to our football team. We never waver, stood firm on the turf. Now the scoreboard is high like we playing on a perk. Next week, Tennessee, y'all next.
What?
We owe them an L, time to cash in the check.
Uh-huh.
It's official, we survived what we've been through. Next week at Arrowhead,
the playoffs continue.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's Chiefs Kingdom for life.
We ain't
going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's Chiefs Kingdom for life.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Got that $1,000 up for grabs. Keep listening for your chance to get qualified with the Morning Grind.
Good morning, 807. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Cool with a lot of rain. Right now you got rain in 54 in Grandview.
Brian, when the phone rang and they said it was a Missouri Highway Patrol, I got a little nervous.
Uh-oh.
You know,
yeah, I like to. That's what I told Gary. I said, Gary, I bet she thinks she's going to jail.
No, I'm not going to jail, but I've been known to speed a little bit, so I wasn't sure what was going on. Apparently, there's some recruitment going on right now, Brian, with the Missouri Highway Patrol. We've got Trooper Gary Daniels and Corporate Rich Stewart on the line.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Can you erase a couple of the tickets that I got on my record, man?
No, I'm sorry. We
That's a different department. We can't help you there.
Oh, okay. Oh, dang. Okay. So talk to us about why you're reaching out to the Morning Grind.
Well, we're with the Recruiting and Community Outreach Division. So right now we're just trying to recruit for this next academy class starting in February of 2021. We have testing going on later this month, just trying to boost our recruiting numbers.
What are some of the qualifications that some folks need to apply?
You got to be at least 21 years of age before you graduate our academy. Then you got to have at least one of the following. So you got to have 30 college credit hours, and that can be in anything. It doesn't have to be in law enforcement, or have 2 years of law enforcement experience, or have 2 years of military service.
Who doesn't love a man in uniform? I'm telling you, if you're single out there, you definitely need to be trying to get into a career with the Missouri Highway Patrol. So, of course, the classes start in February. That gives some folks some time to get some of this pandemic weight off so they can go through the rigors of the physical training, huh?
Yes, and it's 6 months long. The academy's in Jefferson City. It's a stress academy, so it's a lot of running, a lot of school, everything like that.
So where do people live in Jefferson City while they're going through the academy? Do you have somewhere for them to lodge?
While they're in the academy, it's a paramilitary organization. So we have barracks there at the academy in Jefferson City. So it's an actual live-in academy. You'll report to the academy on Sunday evening, and then you can, or release, I should say, on Friday afternoon. So you're home Friday night, Saturday, and then return back to the academy on Sunday. And that is for the 25 weeks during that training period.
So what are some of the benefits of being a Missouri Highway Patrolman or woman?
Well, like you just said, the uniform, right? Oh, the other benefits with that are there's a lot of different benefits, and it kind of depends on the person as well. But obviously, you know, we have health and dental insurance, a good retirement program, 401k. We're going to supply you with all of your uniforms, a uniform allowance. You get the cool car, right? You get the car get issued to you. And then also the biggest thing that we're seeing right now is you get an opportunity to serve your community. So you get the opportunity to serve your community in a capacity where you can create a lot of positive influences within your community.
What is the website so folks can go apply right now?
MOTrooper.com.
MOTrooper.com. There you have it.
I wish I can go. I got the credit hours, but I don't want to do all that running. Thank you so much for joining us, gentlemen. Have a good one.
We appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822. Look for highs in the lower 60s, cool and rainy. Right now, you got a little light rain in 54. At the Grandview Triangle, Shay was popping.
The woman behind some of our favorite television shows like Girlfriends, Being Mary Jane, and The Game is now bringing more of her magic to Netflix. Mara Brock Akil is her name, and she's from the town.
Hey.
I follow her on Twitter. I'm going to try to reach out and see if maybe she'll talk to us. She signed a multi-level deal where she will be bringing her work to the screen. Her husband is Salim Akil, and they worked together for OWN's Love Is. I know you never saw that show, but it was one of my favorites. I watched it faithfully when it came on OWN, and because of a little scandal with her man, honey, they canceled it. So the thought of Love Is coming to Netflix is exciting to me.
Mm. Well, for you to take advantage of that, to watch it, I need half of the Netflix bill.
Every time I offer to give you money on the Netflix bill, you don't take it. So
I
why
do because
keep bringing it up?
It'd be a soft place in my heart.
Why keep bringing it up then?
Because I feel a different way right now.
I'm going to put a $100 bill on the thing, and that'll be whatever the money is for the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, all right.
No, I'm dead serious. I'm about to give you your money. You can leave me alone about this. Shoes. It's $5.99.
No,
get
it's
over
not.
Yourself.
It's more than that. Thank
How
you.
How much is it?
I think like $12 now. They went up.
Mariah Carey is releasing her Rarities album on October 2nd and has released a track list for the 2-disc compilation album.
Mm.
I remember when the lady called up, big Mariah Carey fan, and she cussed you out. It was so
Didn't
funny.
Nobody cussed me out.
Yes,
what are you talking? Excuse me? Now
she
you making up stuff.
She cussed you out for trying to
now you making up stuff
act
now.
Like Mariah Carey can't sing.
Right.
She went off on you.
I mean, look, Myron said it. Myron said she can't sing, and he's a vet. He been in this business.
You are such the police. Why are you telling on Myron? What do that got to do?
He don't care. what? He a G. He don't care about what?
Passing the buck? Like, I don't understand. Anyway.
Why you defending my Mariah Carey for? Why you got your Visions cape on for?
I'm just saying, you are the police. You're not supposed to say somebody else did something.
That is not a big deal.
Of course, several rumors are floating around trying to uncover what the real reason is that Keeping Up with the Kardashians is ending on ETV.
Let it go. Just let it end.
They said that they pulled the show because Kris Jenner, you know, the mama, she was trying to get $40 million to continue the show. And he was like, nah, we good.
$40 million. Don't they got enough money, man? Ain't Kylie a billionaire?
Hey.
According to Forbes.
It's more. It's more to have if you're going to spread it and share it.
Oh, Lord. And they do that very well. And
not
very
that.
Frequently.
I'm talking about the money. You're disgusting.
Is that what Kim Kardashian's not first known for?
Speaking of disgusting, Joe Budden has been accused of messing around with his dogs.
You mean like in a park playing around with them?
No, they says that he...
We'll just let him talk about it.
Why do I always want to make the dog feel good by playing with their...
But
they like that.
Stop raping my dog.
That's how I know that he's not a real animal lover.
Because I don't play with my pets.
Anybody with a pet, you come on, you did a little something down there, man. Made your dog feel good.
I don't know.
I've never done
that. What?
Well, this showed up in some court documents.
Oh, Lord, no.
Why would you say that?
Oof. That's gross.
Between Odell and this. I don't know what civilization is coming to, Shay. Good Lord.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Samara.
All right, let's see what you got.
Dreaming about nothing else since you left me with your love. It ain't no secret, girl. Your body fits me like a glove.
My body all over your body, babe. Your body all over my body, babe. Don't you keep going?
Yes, come on. I'm feeling it.
She don't know the rest.
I know the rest. I'm just, it was a late night last night. And you think he slept the whole thing?
Yes.
He just repeats himself.
I know you was begging for it last night. You might as well beg for it again and keep sweat style.
Brian, let's end the bleeding.
Okay, all right. You just got qualified for your chance to get $1,000 of stimulus cash tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thanks for bearing with my voice this morning.
What station's live, local, and lit?
Hot 103 Jams, always. Don't forget to slam that Z.
I want to break it down.
Listen now through September 10th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus cash.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
That's awesome. My heart is racing so fast right now.
Get ready to win and spend.
Oh, my goodness.
Celebrating 70 years. Hot 103 Jams.
Yes, you know I'm here for it.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.